Hey, everybody, welcome to Don't Speak with Johnny Storm. News that, well, at least for this story, everyone's talking about. So yes, this story has been making the rounds. It's even on mainstream media. And they're actually kind of reporting it accurately, which is surprising. But anyway, Monsanto's ordered to pay $289 million after jury finds Roundup caused man's cancer. Now, what's interesting about this case is that during this trial, experts were allowed to be brought in by the plaintiff, which normally doesn't happen. Normally the courts are bought off ahead of time, but for whatever reason, this one wasn't. And so all these old documents, internal memos and so on from Monsanto got displayed to the jury. And it clearly showed how Monsanto had paid for ghostwriters and paid for fake studies, or they changed the parameters of the studies, and on it goes. And they wage all-out war. They wage all-out war through the courts and any farmer that dares to defy them, and they just put people out of business. It's ridiculous. Not to mention how many lives this chemical has destroyed. I mean, I could keep going on and on just with that part, but for the sake of brevity, I'll keep going here. So a San Francisco jury awarded $289 million in damages to a former school groundskeeper, Dwayne Johnson, who said Monsanto's Roundup weed killer gave him terminal cancer. The award consists of $40 million in compensatory damages and $250 million in punitive damages. Johnson's trial was fast-tracked due to the severe state of his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a cancer of the lymph system he says was triggered by Roundup and Ranger Pro, a similar glyphosate herbicide that he applied up to 30 times a year. His doctors didn't think he'd live to see the verdict. Well, thank God he did. Johnson testified that he'd been involved in two accidents during his work, which he was doused with the product, the first of which happened in 2012. 2 years later, the 46-year-old father of two was diagnosed with lymphoma, which has covered as much as 80% of his body in lesions. Monsanto says it will appeal a verdict. And, of course, they're saying that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and National Institutes of Health say that glyphosate does not cause cancer. So now, of course, some of you may or may not know that Monsanto is a subsidiary of Germany's Bayer AG, which closed on a $66 billion purchase. Of course, it's 66, right? of the agrochemical company in June. On Tuesday, Johnson's attorney, Brent Wisner, urged jurors to hold Monsanto liable and slapped them with a verdict that would actually change the world after arguing that Monsanto knew about glyphosate's risk of cancer but decided to ignore and bury the information. According to The Guardian, Johnson is the first person to take Monsanto to trial over allegations that the chemical sold under the Roundup brand is linked to cancer, although thousands have made similar legal claims across the U.S. The lawsuit focuses on the chemical glyphosate, the world's most widely used herbicide, which Monsanto began marketing as Roundup in 1974. The company began by presenting it as a technological breakthrough that could kill almost every weed without harming humans or the environment. So, I'll skip down here a little bit because it is kind of long. As the New York Times noted last year, new internal emails, among other things, reveal ethical objections from former employees to ghostwriting research studies that were pawned off as independent analysis. The documents underscore the lengths to which the agrochemical company goes to protect its image. Documents show that Henry I. Miller, an academic and vocal proponent of genetically modified crops, asked Monsanto to draft an article for him that largely mirrored one that appeared under his name on Forbes' website in 2015. Mr. Miller could not be reached for comment. A similar issue appeared in academic research. An academic involved in writing research funded by Monsanto, John Nicuevla, a former Monsanto employee, appeared to express discomfort with the process. Writing in a 2015 email to a Monsanto executive, "I can't be part of deceptive authorship on a presentation or publication." He also said of the way the company was trying to present the authorship, "We call that ghostwriting and it's unethical." The newly disclosed emails also reveal internal discussions which cast some doubt over whether internal scientists actually believed in the company's external messaging that Roundup was in fact safe. If somebody came to me and said they wanted to test Roundup, I know how I would react with serious concern. So So anyway, bottom line is, we all know the EPA and all the so-called safety institutes in the United States are corrupt. They're just rubber stamps for big pharma and the big corporations in general. Now, speaking of big pharma, I did this video a while back, July 14th, actually. So for those of you who said I don't do enough on vaccines, well, you need to do a search on my channel page, because guess what? There's all kinds of it. So this is from when the Department of Health and Human Services admitted in court that they haven't monitored vaccine safety since 1987. Now, this is despite the fact that under the law that was passed under the Reagan administration, protecting big pharma from lawsuits regarding their vaccines and the harm that they could cause, they exempted them from the lawsuits. They shielded them. But in return for that, then Health and Human Services was supposed to monitor vaccine safety and adverse reactions, and they haven't done it. Now, that should have been viral. It should have been mainstream news, but it never hit the mainstream that I'm aware of. If it did, it was just in a quick blurb. Because guess who pays mass media bills? Who pays the advertising bills? Who pays for all those exorbitant salaries that those people from Fox and CNN make? Big pharma. So that's why they're not covering it. But it was revealed that they haven't monitored vaccine safety since 87. So when you combine that with Monsanto and the way they poison us every day, well, that's just two of the sources that are poisoning us. The depopulation agenda and the agenda to control the food supply of the world. Then you got everything. Then you control everything. And you can feed people their GMO-fueled gruel. So anyway, it was good to see this. It was good to see that all those internal documents finally had some public light shed on them. I'm glad the mainstream media picked this up so that people can see for themselves, including the farmers who still hate me to this day, some of them, because I don't like Monsanto and they're partnered up with them. Well, it's not my fault that you're putting profits over people and destroying your own health in the process. So I hope this wakes some of them up too, because what they're spraying on their fields is not safe. If you're a farmer and you have a Monsanto sales rep come up and try and sell you more glyphosate, ask him to drink some. Now, don't let them do it, because some of them, I guess, will actually do it. But most of them won't. But yet they claim it's safe enough to drink. Anyway, glad this came out. This needs more attention. I'll put the link to this video in the description. But if you go to my channel, I did a search on my channel for vaccines. Right here is a little search icon. So you click on this and you can do a search for whatever subject you want. And I typed in vaccines and here's all my vaccine stuff. All kinds of it. It's been one of my biggest subjects, actually. It was for a while last winter. It was all I reported on. So anyway, if you want more of it, it's right there. Just go to my channel, Don't Speak Channel. By the way, we just broke 2,500. Thanks, everybody. And just click on this and then search for whatever term you want. So there you go. Glad to see this. We're making some progress. God bless. Take care. We'll see you next time. Johnny Storm, Don't Speak.